CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness. And we welcome Indiana Hoenlein, the dusty chapeau, the bullwhip, the bag of tricks. Immediately, there's something salty in that bag. Thaddeus?
Malcolm, I'm coming from the Great Lakes State. We have a rich maritime history. That's why I'd like to know about an anchor that has been in use for over 2,000 years.
Yes, absolutely. This is a remarkable discovery at an underwater dig at Tel Dor, something that was first used in the Bronze Age, which is 3,300 years ago, and remained in use, as you said, during the Byzantine period until, they say, 500 CE, so it's about 2,000 years. It's 220 pounds. It's an ancient stone anchor that was found at this site in northern Israel, and they believe that this is similar to ones that were found in a shipwreck off Turkey's coast and in the Syrian port of Ugarit. They believe that they found this at the bottom of the bay around the ancient settlement of Tel Dor, which is now one of the remarkable discoveries and one of the most important cities discovered in the land of Israel. And this sort of links the ancient history to the current day. And this will be on display. They took it out now, and they're trying to analyze it even more, but it will be made available to the public. They also found stone tools and shards of earthenware that were used to transport goods such as wine and oil. So this is another link in discovering and understanding both the commerce that took place there and the civilization that existed in that place.
It's just overwhelming when you consider people spent their whole lives with this anchor, and then 30 more generations. It's amazing. We're looking at hundreds of thousands of human beings who had commerce with this anchor. Now, Indiana, King Solomon's Temple, a mystery, perhaps solved, a mezuzah. You gave me one once. I put it up on the door. It means doorpost. How does this help us solve the inner sanctum of King Solomon's Temple?
You're right. The mezuzah really means doorpost, and we fulfill the biblical commandment by putting the mezuzah, and people will see it on some doorway, because the Bible says when you leave them, when you come, and in it is a piece of parchment with the Shema, the Hero Israel prayer. But this is talking about the mezuzot that connected the inner and the outer sanctums of the temple built by King Solomon, which was a magnificent structure with wood covered in gold and very intricate. The Bible goes into great detail about it. And there was, for a long time, they didn't understand what it meant when they said that there were five mezuzot, the plural form of mezuzah or doorposts, connecting the outer sanctum and the inner shrine. And the more mezuzot, the more of these doorposts meant, the more holy the place to which it was leading. And in fact, what we found out now is that these weren't separate doorposts, but recessed ones, meaning that they were built one into the other. And this became evident from a place 20 miles from Jerusalem, Kir Bet Keafa, which was occupied in the 11th to 10th centuries BCE, so more than 3,000 years ago, and a fortified site in Judah from the time of King David. And there they see the doorframe with three and sometimes four interlocking doorframes surrounding the opening. So that suggests that what the Bible is referring to here is also that there were interlocking doorposts, and the doors to the inner shrine, it didn't have five separate doorposts, but five recessed doorframes. And these have been uncovered in other places, but nobody made the connection until now as to the reference to Solomon's Temple.
Well done, Indiana Hoenlein. Your bag of tricks today, a 2,000-year use anchor and a solution to the inner sanctum of King Solomon's Temple, destroyed by the Babylonians in the 6th century BCE. Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness. This is CBS Eye on the World. The Dusty One leaves the studio for more adventures. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.